This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said his government has brought next-generation reforms in GST. Interacting with the National Awardee teachers in Delhi, Mr. Modi said, GST 2.0 is a double dose of support and growth for the nation and GST has become even simpler now.
Media ke kuch saathi isko GST 2.0 ke roop mein keh rahe hain, lekin asal mein ye desh ke liye support aur growth ki double dose hai. Double dose yani ek taraf desh ke samanya parivar ki bachat aur dusri taraf देश की अर्थव्यवस्था को नई मजबूती. नए जीएसटी रिफॉर्म से देश के हर परिवार को बहुत बड़ा फायदा होगा.
He added that middle class, neo middle class, poor, youth and women will benefit with the GST reforms. The Prime Minister stated that without timely changes, India cannot get its rightful place in today's global situation. Mr. Modi said, teachers are the foundation of a strong nation and an empowered society. He said their work goes far beyond classrooms and he said, teachers shape character and kindle curiosity in the Yuva Shakti. Industry bodies have welcomed the next generation of GST reform, saying that the simplification of the tax setup will help in ease of doing business. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani, Chandrima Chatterjee, Secretary General, Confederation of Indian Textile Industry, said that the Indian textile industry is happy with the rationalization on GST rates. She also highlighted its positive impact on the industry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a joint telephone call with President of European Council Antonio Costa and President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen. The leaders emphasized the role of India-EU strategic partnership in jointly addressing global issues, fostering stability and promoting a rules-based order for mutual prosperity. The leaders also welcomed progress in bilateral relations in key sectors such as trade, technology, investment, innovation, sustainability, defense, security and supply chain resilience. They reaffirmed the shared commitment for an early conclusion of the India-EU FTA negotiations and implementation of the IMEEC corridor. The leaders also exchanged views on the regional and global issues of mutual interest, including the efforts to bring an end to the conflict in Ukraine. India and Singapore have agreed to deepen defense technology, cooperation in emerging areas such as quantum computing, AI, automation and unmanned vessels. In a joint statement, both nations have decided to continue the cooperation in maritime security and submarine rescue, as well as working closely with then regional security architectures. The joint statement said India and Singapore will strengthen cooperation in maritime domain awareness between information fusion centers, including through international liaison officers. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi said both the nations share common concerns regarding terrorism. He said India and Singapore believe that fighting against terrorism with unity is the duty of all humanitarian countries. Later, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Prime Minister of Singapore Lawrence Wong virtually inaugurated the JN Port PSA Mumbai Terminal BMCT Phase 2. Opposition NDA Alliance candidate for vice presidential elections, D. Sudarshan Reddy, yesterday held discussions with leaders of political parties at Patna to build a consensus over his name. Mr. Reddy met RJD President Lalu Prasad and leaders of Congress, Vikasheel Insan Party Chief Mukesh Sahni and left party leaders in his outreach campaign. Union Food and Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi yesterday flagged off mobile vans selling onions at a subsidized price of 24 rupees per kg in Delhi, Mumbai and Ahmedabad. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Joshi asserted that government is committed towards the welfare of farmers and consumers. Highlighting the prioritization of stability in food prices, the minister noted that retail inflation in July fell to 1.55%, the lowest in nearly 8 years. In hockey, India registered a dominating 4-1 victory over Malaysia in the Super 4 stage match of the Asia Cup Championships at the Rajgir International Stadium. India faced an early setback in the first quarter, with Malaysia taking the lead. However, in the second quarter, India bounced back and established control over the game to the last. Manpreet Singh, Sukhjeet Singh and Shilanand Lakhra and Vivek Sagar Prasad scored one goal each for the hosts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.